Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Oh no! And you're gonna record it too?
Yeah, we doing that right now because we picking up grace with these hands. We doing that right
gonna learn
now.
Today.
Y'all remind me to tell y'all about the first time I met Adonia.
Oh, yeah. That's
proud. Yeah, I want to hear this story. I want to hear this.
Yeah. I'm like, who is this little arrogant fella coming up to me? I mean, he didn't. Okay, let me be quiet. I just felt, I felt an aura about him. And I thought, dang, like, wow. Anyway, let me shut up. That's his story.
She walking around there, Jerome, like a brick house. Yeah, I heard she had a theme song playing when she was walking.
You know what? I was minding my business. I'm a quiet person most of the time. And then there was you. And I was taken aback by, you really do have an aura about you. And it was, and I titled it arrogant, but it was confident. It was just, you were just like, anyway, I'm gonna be quiet.
Yeah, I did act like me a little too much, Jerome. I didn't say anything to Jerome. Hey, I'm gonna help you.
Don't feel bad, Adonia. He did the same thing to me. Same thing to me. And I'm sitting there going, who the hell is this guy? Wait, what did he just do to me? Left me with my mouth open. I said, Don't nobody do that to Romy Rome. But he did. And walked away. Walked away. Can I get your number from him? He said, go ahead. I said,
sound like something I would do. Adding a link to get more. Is this my agenda for?
Okay, wait.
No, this is fine. This is fine. And then do my little 1-8 from yesterday too. Do you have it? I got it.
Okay.
No worries. I got it easily accessible because that's what we're talking about.
All right. What's your topic today, sir? Is this a part
three? Same thing, part three.
Okay, yep. Major positioning for 2023. Okay.
Mm-hmm. month three, or and then actually it's more of day one of our challenge.
Oh, okay. Day so put day one of our challenge.
The day one. No, no. Let's name the challenge now. The challenge is be as great as Adonia challenge. Day one. She not gonna like that. Don't put that. She not
don't
gonna
put
like
that. Okay. I was about to put it.
She not gonna like that. I don't know. If 90 to build day ascension. Well, that works. So let's go. I don't know if it's gonna be 90 days, but 90 days. Okay, we can work with 90 days. We're working on one thing. Major defining moment. You got something, Phil?
How about a quest as opposed to a challenge?
Hey, I like this quest. I like that. That makes me sound more regal. Yes, I like that. Yes, okay. So definitely quest. Quest wins. Quest wins, Grace. And we're going to call it... basically, if I did this one thing for 90 days and committed, if I didn't quit on me, and we're picking this one thing, and I got to come back and explain it because I had to re-explain it to Deanna yesterday. But it's just one thing for 90 days. Let's go. The quest for I want to say the quest for the rest of my life. The only quest I want y'all to take, and I want you to take another one. Hold on. I don't know. Grace, just hold off real quick. Let me play this video, and I'll probably get it from this video, because that's what I'm going to do.
Yo, what up? It's Batch again. So today, what is today? Today is the 17th. I don't even know what day it is, but check this out. Oh, it's Sunday. But check this out. We're going to do a stand-up show with Weshan G. I'll give you guys some snippets. I ain't going to show you all my jokes and shit. But I'm going to start getting into stand-up comedy a lot more so I can... So I can just do it, you know? I've been neglecting it, been making all these skits and these videos, but I'm a try and balance. I'm trying to do both. So that's what I'm... Oh, damn, she fine. Hopefully I don't suck today and get booed off stage because I haven't done stand-up in, like, forever. But I'm going to start doing more open mics, you know, starting from the bottom, work my way to the top. It's just like sports. I think everything is just like sports, you know, as far as like whatever you do. I mean, because, all right, so I did track, right? And, you know, when I first started, oh, I like this song. But when I first started, I was horrible. I sucked. But then I kept doing it. I kept getting better. I kept doing competitions. And then I came to, like, you know, to the top of my game. And then I got to college, and same thing. You know, I sucked, and I came to the top of my game. Number 14 in the nation, holla at you, boy. You can look that up. Andrew Bachelor, high jump, whatever. Anyways, yeah, so, I take everything I do with sports, you know, and even like this whole filming thing, this whole filming industry, I do it. Like, I don't look at what everybody else is doing. I look at what I'm doing and where my performance is at. And, you know, I try to make every video, every skit better than the one that I did before. You know what I'm saying? So, and some people look at me and they say, damn, Batch, you killing the game. But your boy Batch not even playing the game. Well, playing solitaire, I mean, I guess that's a game. I'm playing with myself right now. So I just want to be the best I can be. And to anybody out there who's trying to do something, to trying to achieve a goal, be the best that you can be. Don't look at anybody else, all right? Because you can start from the bottom, and you work your way right to the top. All right, I'm talking too much inspirational shit. I'm going to get to this show. Yo, so I'm on my way to the show. Yo, some bullshit. I had to pay $10 for the valet to tell me that I got to back my own car in.
This dude, man, I'm a big fan of this guy. He's got a web series out right now called King Bachelor's Pad. He's actually signed to Shaq's television web series network. He's off the chain, man. You're gonna love him. His favorite planeteer was a Chinese dude. That's why I'm clapping right now. It's my man, Mr. King, Andrew Bachelor.
What's up? You got black. What's up? Whoa, this guy's super judge. Listen, I think he said we're doing it awesome, but I don't read cursive, so I don't know. Let's make that shit. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, I want to stop right there, but I have strategic reasons. Well, I want to stop right there. Who is that? Y'all know who that is?
He said he paid $10 for the valet to tell him to park his own car. Back his own car. King Bet.
He ain't got to do that no more, huh?
Nope.
Nope. He don't have to do that no more at all. Somebody tell me why he don't have to do that no more.
Well, because now he's well known. He's made it. He's made it. He's, you know, all of his content, because he kept going. All of his content, you know, people know him. And now he's on, you know, he's on commercials. He's been in different, you know, TV shows, movies, and things like that.
That's fair. Just a few TV shows, you know, just a few TV shows. He ain't that big of a deal. You know, just a few of them. You know, something like that.
That's right. He was a wild now. Yep.
He's an A-list celebrity now. He's been in all the movies. That clip was from 9 years ago. I did that on purpose. Clip was from 9 years ago. Move this over here. So he's with, you know, Mike Epps, all this, Babysitter Clubs, blah, 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 blah. All this stuff here. That's him. That's him. All this. All this. If anybody is going to be, this is, so he's been 86 movies and TV shows now. I think you, somebody has to be listening, Grace. 86, and now he's leading them. He'd be like, nah, man. Nah, man, that's a lie. You show right. You absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That's a lie. Because, you know, people be lying out here in these streets, Jerome. You know what I mean? Hold on, let me get so I can see this. They be lying out here in these streets. Let's see if we can figure this out. We'll just sort of go a little faster. Yeah.
Most every brain of humans and primates and mammals and even reptiles.
So who's
that
talking?
It's called the amygdala.
I forgot Netflix is cold like that, Grace.
Kind of in the middle, they're shaped a little bit like almonds. And the amygdala fires if there's anything to.
Okay. So you type in Andrew Bachelor. This movie. I don't know about the rest of these. But he's in at least 5 original Netflix shows.
Yeah, now Holiday was on that list when you showed his bio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that movie too. Mm-hmm.
Hey, hold on. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. I got to 9:30. I gotta run out of here and do therapy today. Let me help you. And videos from 9 years ago. King Batch is from Canada. Started off on Vine doing skits. Became the king of Vine. What did that mean? I mean, he had the number one subscribers on Vine. Vine then, you know, phases out. He moves to Instagram. Same thing. He does a bunch of stuff. My challenge that I'm getting ready to give you before too many comments get out there, or my quest I'm getting ready to give you, is that video was 9 years ago. He said, man, I'm about to get back on this. I'm neglected it, and I don't care if I suck. Do I need to play it again? Just like track. I just muscles will get better. It'll get better. And now, you don't have to valet park. They park him. Where would you be if you didn't give up on you? And the deal is, I'm not asking you to do this quest for today. What happens if you actually do it? What do you look like 9 years from now? That's how, well, that's not, that ain't my problem. That's y'all problem. Certainly my problem. I don't know how to give up on something in the first place. I don't have this problem. You lock on to something and then you keep doing it and you don't try to see results to 10 years from now.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Greetings. I want to make it right quick. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're saying something and you're feeding me here. I keep going, right? But then I stop.
Come on now.
And
you're the only one on here.
And I don't want to stop because I know that everything else, you know, been prophesied, you know, church and all that stuff, that's fine and dandy. You know, I know I'm going to walk again, all that stuff. But it's more to it than just that. So where am I going wrong? Because it's like I'm hearing myself talk like you, but I'm not being, I know I can't be.
Well, you're supposed to be better, but keep
duplicate, I'm trying to duplicate myself better. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I don't see the duplication. I don't see the duplication coming. I speak it, but yep. I don't see it. So where am I? Yeah, where am I at? Where am I? Why am I in this area? It's a lot of questions there, but I can't really get it out like I want to.
I don't want to
hold you up because I know you got therapy.
No, well, no, it is the thing. Somebody said, you're not alone. I hit the wall. It is the energy that I'm on right now. And I think you just gave me the title for this quest, too, just through spirit. Let's see. Grace, let's not worry about words. Let's go. The quest. For me. Quest for me. I don't want to wordsmith it. Quest for me. I want to emotionally, every time you hear that, it ain't for nobody outside anyway. It ain't to go viral, it's for us. The quest for me. When last time you did something for you, Adonia? I'ma wait. Jerome, the last time you did something for you.
I hear you, but I was afraid to even answer because there's so many reasons. And almost to answer what he said, I know what my issue is. I start, we are moving, but they're baby steps. We think nothing's happening or it's not good enough. It's not where it's supposed to be. We stop, go back to it. I got to start all over again because I don't even know where I left off.
That's good, Adonia.
It's just dance. I'm just dancing. I'm dancing. So I felt, I got emotional when I heard you say that was my delay, but that's my issue. Mm. I know what I keep saying. I know what I want to do. I started. The steps of progress is so small. You think, I can't do it. You talk yourself out of it. And then, bam, you're starting all over again. It's just a dance.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir.
Notice I said Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir.
When I received that email from Grace last night, okay, I was getting ready to respond to it. And I said, Jerome, you can respond to this, but it probably wouldn't be wise. And here's why. You, from you running your mouth, like Prophet Jerry said, has compelled me to change the direction I'm moving in at least three strategic times. But the beauty of it is, it's me changing my direction and not me following you. And that feels really, really good. But here's the deal.
Boy, you said something there, boy.
But I have fallen short in the past, and I don't want to repeat that in the future, because just like Prophet Jerry said, something is missing, something keeps falling short. And I said, Jerome, you haven't figured out what that is yet. So what you need to do is, before you talk to Melissa, and before you start talking about what date you're going to be on stage with Antonio, you and Antonio need to talk about Uncle Romy Rome. Because if I take a plan that has, which I know has potential because you have credibility, let me work with that. Even if I stumble, bumble, and whatever, I'm taking it from someone who has credibility, someone who I believe has proven themselves and has shown me tangibly what success tastes like and what it feels like. I want some of that. So when you was on the phone, when I was going to call the other day and was talking about the paying for this, I said, you didn't give a price. I said, oh, my mic says, I don't care. Sign me up, because I got to do something different than what I've done before, because what I've done before doesn't give me the success I desire. And I wanted the success I desire, and I'm willing to put the work in. But Prophet Jerry, I stopped too, because I realized that something is missing and I don't know what it is. And I'm sick and tired of this. So that's why I said, Mr. Smith, me and you need to talk so that we can talk about, because listen to me, I went from 3 podcasts to 1 podcast. I went from wanting to release all 4 of my books to saying, I'm gonna release 1 book and open up the sales for pre-orders for the other book so I can tease them while they reading the 1 book and still do it all on my podcast. And you made me do all that. And I'm sitting there going, where the hell did that come from? Because all of that changed. And I'm sitting there, but you know what? That might be the wrong way to go. That's why we need to talk. And I'm tired of playing. Let's roll.
That's it. Y'all clap. Y'all clap for Jerome, but that's the woo! Energy I'm trying to have y'all on.
Woo!
Yes. Now the truth is, I wouldn't even get on stage with me for a year. Y'all be okay. Don't even get on stage with me for a year. That'll make you feel better, you know. But it's hard to be so disciplined. It's very hard to be so disciplined. You know, we don't do that well, Grace. We don't know how to. We just don't do that well. Right? We don't do that well. So I've got to convince you to take this quest seriously. And that's your topic, Grace. The quest for you. First for you, day one. Yeah. That's your topic. And you're probably going to put day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. It's probably going to stay the same. I have to convince you to take this seriously and do the right thing. The problem is you don't take you seriously. So I've got to mix in some, you know, some Joel Osteen and some Eric Thomas and some quantum physics to try to hit every angle of you. I'm trying to hit all that. Before I finish, I'm going to show you another video from 9 years ago.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jose Grignan. This morning on The Black Voice, a local pastor takes his mission to the streets.
Watch yourself.
He's planning to walk 50 miles in a single day to help raise some money for a new church building. And here to tell us more, please welcome the pastor of the church for the unchurched, Reverend Antonio Smith. Good morning, and thanks for being here, Pastor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Before we talk about the walk, what is the church for the unchurched?
It's a great question. Church for the unchurched is anybody. It's everybody. It's the doctor who has so many resources, it outstretches, and he doesn't have much faith in an invisible God, but now he wants something, even from just anybody, period. Someone who's been disconnected or feel like they've been rejected, 18 to 50, the Church for Unchurches is anybody and everybody who feels like they have a pulse and they're still breathing. We're trying to go get them.
So basically, it's a non-denominational congregation.
Well, the truth is, it was actually a Baptist congregation, but we're operating in non-denominational methods because I don't believe too many things in denominations. It's all about the kingdom, and we're trying to get as many as we can back to Christ.
Okay, now we're going to talk about that walk. 50 miles in a day. What are you trying to do, and what are you trying to prove?
Well, I'm trying to prove that we have determination. 50 miles in a single day, I'm 32, perfect picture of health, so I figured I might as well sacrifice the most important thing to me at this time, which is my health. Walk 50 miles in a single day and try to get people to send us as much money because the members want a new church, and because we're renting a building right now, so they want a church, and I feel like I should be able to sacrifice all to make sure they can get that.
So you are being the leader of the flock, so to speak.
Absolutely. There's no other way to do it.
Okay, this walk, where is it going to begin? What's the route it's going to take?
Absolutely. Well, I go to Houston Baptist University, so I'm going to start it there. I purposely picked December 7th because I'm a veteran, and that's Pearl Harbor Day. And we're going to walk all the way to the church that we're trying to buy on 1329 Ross Street in Lamarck, Texas. And we're going to go from 610 to Beechnut to Highway 3, And all the way down to Lamarck, Texas.
You sound like you're not going to be on this walk solo.
Well, I'm going to have one guy. He's pledged to walk with me. He's from another church. He's going to walk the whole route, and people will be meeting me in determined spots.
How can others assist, get involved to help?
Well, prayer is always in order, but you can go to RevTony.org and right there on the Give tab, you can give to the walk. You can go to Facebook.com/churchfortheunchurch, and you'll see a ton of information there as well.
Sounds like you got a plan.
Yes, sir, I have a plan.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Smith. It sounds like you are going to make some inroads. And I don't mean that literally with the road, but you're making some inroads in the religious community in a different way.
Yes, sir. That's true to plan. I sure appreciate you having me.
Well, you're quite welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And we will see you again with more of the Black Voice.
All right. Another video from 9 years ago.
Wow.
Go ahead, Antonio. Go ahead.
Wow.
32. Well, I tell you.
Go ahead.
I did. I walked 50 miles in one day. It took, I don't know, 16, 17 hours. I had two toenails fall off. That's a real deal. I did. I mean, I walked 50 miles in one day. And it took a lot just to get to that point. Just to, you know, and that's Fox News, by the way. So it took a lot just to get to that point. And that video still didn't change much about where I was headed. Not in the sight, but it did change me to where I was headed. Sorry, I got to mix a little Joel Osteen in here and a little E.T. and I'll get you this quest for you. I knew, so here's the punchline. What I learned from doing that 50-mile walk, and I did 50 miles one day. It's recorded. I'll pull up the video just so y'all can see. I learned, well, first off, I just knew I could do it because I think I could do anything. It was not a problem. I just knew I could do it. It was no problem. But what I learned more than anything was, people like a leader doing things that look like a leader do. That changed my thinking. It did. Man, 83-year-old white ladies calling. Walk it, son. Do a good job. All sorts of stuff, okay? All sorts of stuff. And the idea here is, will you give up on you? This is what I'm trying to discover at the moment, Grace. What do you think? What do you think? No, I'm talking to you specifically, Grace. What do you think?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what you said is, will you give up on you? My head said, yep. I'm going to be honest.
Like, thank you so much. Grace, I'm so great. I am so, I mean, if between you and Adrian, I can always get some real discussion going on. Thank you so much, Grace. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that very much because y'all be out here acting like you ain't gonna quit on you. Jerome actually said it in his talk when he was asking. He actually said it. Let me translate everything Jerome actually said. I wouldn't go say nothing. But let me translate what Jerome said. Man, I was looking at the email. I said, "Blam, yep, got it." But to be honest with you, Antonio, I'm gonna quit. I'm trying to figure out how not to quit so early. I'm still going to quit, though. But I've realized if I do something for me, I don't really quit when I do it for me. That's where the title came from. After Jerome got finished talking, I said, question me. Are you going to quit? Who knows? I don't know. But let's give you your format again. This time, I want you to write it down or copy and paste it or something. And I'm going to, maybe you did it last time. I don't know. I don't really know what to tell you. I'm not sure what you did. Whatever you did, it was beautiful. There are no corrections. But do it again. That's the point here. Whatever you did, it's beautiful. This time, do it again. There's the thing I was asking Grace for earlier. Right there, 1 through 8 thingies. Just to have it on the video here. The Shag, So Happy and Grateful, is going to be released, and it comes with all of this. We'll come back to that in a second. Now, you get to decide what all of this is, but that's a solid structure. Deanna, I need you now. Unmute your mic.
Yes, sir.
We talked yesterday, and you gave me your... You gave me your thing you were going to do. Was it good enough?
No, not initially. No.
Was it good enough for you, though, at first?
Yes.
Okay, stop right there. You can mute your mic real quick. I'll be on mute in a second. She did a good job by her standards. And I said, ooh, well, if you did this, we definitely got to come back and talk about this tomorrow. This is about 1 to 2 o'clock. And she did a good job. She said she wanted to do framework. Tell them what you said, y'all.
So I'm going to do, I already have the journal. I was going to do the planner, a book, like everything that Antonio is doing. And I was going to certify people to teach framework all around the United States.
All around the United States. No, well, that ain't the way you said it. You just, oh, yeah, you did. You was like, what she told me was, yeah, I'm going to get certifications, framework. Got it. But that ain't what I asked y'all. I didn't ask you to do something great. I don't ask you. I said, Janice, if you did this one thing, it would fundamentally change your life forever. I didn't ask you for something great. Let me tell y'all something. Some of y'all have kids. Y'all not gonna like this. And your kids didn't even change your life forever. No, they changed your life. They did great. But now that you're grown and you're 50, you done went back some new life. Kids ain't meant to change your life forever. They meant to change it for about 18, 24 years, and you got to take your own life back. So I'm not asking you to to give me something that's going to change your life for a little bit. I'm saying for the rest of the days you live on this planet, Jerome, this thing you do never leaves you. Never goes to get married and start their own family. But that's the hierarchy of life. It should be that way. That's why, but you don't like that, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't like what I said. You know what I'm saying? Well, no, you got a daughter. She ain't changed your life forever. Yes, she did. No, no, she didn't. So, no, it's not the way it works. If my kids change my life forever, then how can I teach them how to change their own lives? There's a delicate balance there. And I'm not asking for balance about your dream. So me and Deanna went through it, and she said, oh, I like that. I like that. Well, yeah, I mean, it's what you said. We just got to go higher. So this is officially the day one challenge of the quest for you. And can we pull it off? All right, that's what we're asking. Can we pull it off? So what does this look like? I need a volunteer.
Okay. Prophet Jerry. Well, Prophet Jerry put his hand up.
Prophet Jerry, he put his hand up first. All right, Prophet Jerry, I need a volunteer. I get to push back. Is this okay? All right, then. Deanna said, I'm only 7.5 years in. That boy still ain't changed your life forever. He still ain't changed your life forever. He ain't changed your life. I want you to fundamentally change your life. All right? Well, you got to think. Let me get back on this kids thing so I can piss y'all off a little bit. I am not telling you your kids don't enhance your life or any other beautiful words you want to say. What I am telling you is you expect your kids to go one day and be in your life differently. And that's not what I'm asking you about your dream. I am making a clear correlation here. Whatever we do, we don't expect to go nowhere and change. I expect it to be the foundational, fundamental, basic block of what I become now and forever until death. Will never leave me or forsake me. That's what I'm asking you to build. There's a difference. You don't say, hey, child, hey, Don, stay with me forever. Don't you go nowhere. And there are parents that do that. But, you know, they become serial killers. Well, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, go ahead, Melissa. You don't need somebody.
No, my computer's messing up, so it might have just unmuted itself.
Okay. Papa Jerry, I get to push back. Come on, let's roll. I want you to think of, if you were to do this here, it would fundamentally change your life. Because we're about to build that until February. Now, you don't have to have an answer today, but you raised your hand, so we're about to see if we can get an answer. What's the one thing that if you could accomplish, that they say it's impossible, you say it's impossible, but if you could accomplish it, what's that one thing?
To really let
fundamentally change your life.
To really let people know that because they're in this shape that they're in, like disability, that they're not alone. They're not alone.
Okay. So hold on right there. I did Deanna the same way yesterday. That's good. It ain't good enough. This is what I did to Deanna. Oh, you can do that right now. This is
okay.
Just like statistically, I was like, would you print some? Go to Office Depot, print some. I said, blank and blank just got a whole certificate and she a prophet now. I swear to God, I said that. I'm going to tell you whose name I said, but I did say that.
Right.
But you can get on Facebook right now and say, hey, everybody, you disabled, you ain't alone. Go higher. I sure hope y'all learning. I'm using him as an example. go higher. It could be the same energy, but now you got to tell me what that looked like. Something, but I need higher. Because if you can do it today, you didn't go high enough.
Okay.
And thank God there's somebody with a raspy voice yelling in your ear, go higher.
Go higher, yeah.
Go higher.
Go higher. Wow, Bishop. I got to think, because it's like, that's the thing that seems like the passion right now. But to go higher, to go higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, pause. Relax. You can mute up. And then as I get other people, jump back in. As I get other people. Grace, what you doing? It's okay to say I don't know yet. You know,
okay, because I don't know.
But did you sit for an hour and intentionally ask yourself, what is my thing? Remember, I tell you, it's the same thing I'll do it again. I've been doing this for years now, y'all. No, that's not it. Morning. No. This is my daily. There it is. Right here. I ask myself these three questions every single day. And I change this out of business into life purpose for y'all. Ask yourself this one question. What do I feel is impossible in my field, but if it can be done, it will fundamentally change my business? In this case, I'm asking y'all the same thing. What do you feel is impossible, Grace? But if you pulled it off, it would fundamentally change your business, your life. Fundamentally change your life. Here's the problem, y'all. Grace, I'm coming back to you. I'm stalling so you can think a little bit.
Thank you.
But you're not thinking about what you're going to do. You're thinking about, did you sit for an hour?
But no.
I know you're going to be honest. Okay, thank you so much. So you ain't got to think no more. I told her yesterday, sit for an hour. I gave her the Bob Proctor story. I gave her where I sat in Starbucks. I did that. So what you going to do today?
Sit for an hour.
Now watch this here. But you got a funeral to go to, don't you? Don't you got a funeral to go to?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all not finna like what I'm finna say. Y'all are not finna like what I'm finna say. Just so we're clear, Frida, you're not about to like what I'm about to say. Remember, millionaires say no to 95% of the energy in their lives.
Well, I got to
say, I'm going to call you.
That funeral.
Look, she don't have to miss the funeral. But if she go to the funeral, she got to miss nearly everything else today. That means she got to miss her mama. You got to miss her daddy.
Wow.
If you had church on the agenda, you might have to miss that. Let me watch this here. Before you throw stones at me, Grace, let's identify your day because you're going to help a lot of people. I have no idea what Grace got to do today, but okay. I know Wednesday is prayer meeting now that I'm thinking about it, ain't it?
That was yesterday.
Thursday. Okay. Lord have mercy. Help me, Jesus. All right. Grace, 11 to, it's a black funeral?
Yes. But your pastor is officiating this funeral. It don't be that long.
Oh, okay. 11 to 12. He ain't playing no games. Okay. 11 to 12. All right, then. Good. Is he preaching it too?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a 7-minute sermon. Okay, gotcha. Yep, 11 to 12. 11 to 11:30. I mean, 11 to 12:30 because black folk like to talk.
Yes.
You know, at the church and sit around and be like, I'm on my way out to the car. Well, hold on, girl. How you been? So we know that's what happened. Okay. So 11 to 12:30. Now, then you're on this call. This isn't your dream. This is my dream. Uh-oh. See what I did? All right, y'all will catch you later. Now, you've been awake. You're sleeping for 24. We're going to split your day into 4 blocks.
Okay.
6 times 4 is 24.
Right.
And 4 is a quarter.
Right.
25%, you asleep.
Mm-hmm.
We got 75% left.
Right.
This first 75%, the first 6 hours is going to be me and the dead. You got 50% left.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, I don't want to hear me today. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Grace, what you doing later? Don't lie to me now. Don't fool me now. It's on the agenda. What church events you got today?
Oh, just a funeral. I don't do anything on church. Okay. On Thursday.
Good, 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 good. I'm going to call. Ken, go call.
Yep.
You'll call somebody, go spend an hour on the phone, something like that. You got to work. You got to meet in the island and do this stuff right here. So let's just knock out a whole nother 25%. Listen, you know it. Don't fool me.
We got therapy today at 6:30.
And we got therapy tonight at 6:30. Back in my dreams again. Back in my dreams again. Look at you. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Grace, did you write down a definite plan for yourself today?
No.
This is why she can't decide what she's going to do with her life. Is Grace alone? Could y'all help out, please?
No, and I'm
that's alone. Me all day.
You're never so alone. Not alone. Always
with no, you are not. As everybody on the call, but one person, Grace. Now, this don't mean I'm not. That's why I say I get to push back. I didn't say Prophet Jerry wrong. I didn't say Grace wrong. But how can Grace live 100% of her life when she only do 1% of her life for her?
Wow.
Now she look, amen, right?
Antonio, will you repeat the question? I want all three of your questions, but that one question, I had to sit down for a minute. My butt needs to be in a car. But something about your possibility, I wrote down, started to anyway, what can I do that could fundamentally, will you help me with that? That was like, wow.
I so will.
I'll text and email them to you, Adonia. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just put it in the chat too. No, I got you. I got you. I've been asking myself these questions since 2008. Ask yourself this one question. What do I feel is impossible in my field, but if it could be done, would fundamentally change my business? Number two, what breaks my heart? And number three, what do I want people to line up and thank me for at the end of my life? And I'll answer all three of these questions for you just so you can get an example. Back when I was pastoring, the answer to this question was, ask yourself this question, what do I feel is impossible in my field, but if I changed it, it would fundamentally change my business, you know, pastorship. And that would be to connect unchurched people. So I wanted two levels down to the church, and I did it.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And I fundamentally changed how church works in Galveston County. I promise you, I have Jeremiah Narcissus pastoring right now and doing something very similar. You seen it, Grace? I fundamentally changed this thing. Today, this question, what do I feel is impossible? What do I feel is impossible? But if I could pull it off, I could pull it off, it would fundamentally change my business. And for me, this is Vibe and Social. This is Vibe and Social Media. I feel that they say it's impossible for me to have a social media network as big as Facebook. But if I pulled it off, Adonia, would fundamentally not only change my business, but change the business. And I would be, have we ever had a Black social media CEO that made some waves? All right, and then that would fundamentally change kids playing basketball on the streets right now. What breaks my heart? My people being asleep. Oh, my God, that breaks my heart, Grace. I hate every bit of it. So when you find out what breaks your heart, this is what you're willing to die for. Trying to help y'all out. See, I know what I want to do. And I know, this is why, so when I tell you I'm writing these books, I always bring it back to, and I'm going to promote on my own social media because I know what I want to do. I know it breaks my heart. The fact that people don't know what I know and they're walking around here asleep. It just don't make no sense. It just don't make no sense. I could take the word Semite and talk for 16 weeks just on that alone, because my degrees are in that field. But somebody Black say something, it's covered every 15 seconds. Breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. What do I want people to line up and thank me for at the end of my life? That's the greatest lead I ever had. That's it. You ain't gotta call me a good person. If leader comes with good person, so be it. You ain't gonna call me a good person. I don't need my kids to say I was a good father. I need my kids to say my daddy led us out of poverty. He did everything he was supposed to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what they know. They don't know nothing else. That's it. That's my life. It don't matter what you think about it. If I die answering all three of those questions, I face death like a welcome champion. That's my life. My life. It ain't up for discussion. Neither will yours be. They got to go higher. Grace, you said yes too much. Now, luckily for me, I protect you from all them yeses. Because when you're with me, I'd be busting your butt about what you're going to do for you. Yes. But everybody else ain't going to do you like that.
No.
No. Everybody else ain't going to do you like that. How many of you know that if you don't know your dreams, you will be in somebody else's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever seen? It's like moving furniture. I dare y'all to go buy a truck with a flatbed. Watch how many people. Ooh, you know what? I should. Jerome, I got a couch. I've been meaning to move. Oh. Trucks are good for two things: draining your money for car notes every time, and running around hurricane disaster zones and making about $1 million. I'm on a coastal area, that's what they do. As soon as the hurricane moves, two things that happen for sure: big mosquitoes and trucks. Need me to clean it out? It's like cleaning stuff out. Anyway, Got to go higher. Frida, what about you? Well, you driving. Don't worry about it. You say you did it? Okay.
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. I'm getting ready to pull up right at my house right now.
So what's the thing? What's your one thing?
The one thing is I have this desire to start a business. I don't really want to be a business owner, but I do have a desire to start a business, design my mind spa and studio. So my one thing that if I could design my mind to create the life that I desire by the thoughts that I think, I would have accomplished a whole lot, I feel.
That's good. You got to go higher though. You can do all that, everything you say you can do right now. You can go to your comptroller right now, just do the documents. You want to change your mind? Don't you have a Christian background? Ain't that you?
I do.
But you believe you're a new creature already. You already changed your mind. So you already changed your mind.
I have a Christian background, but I'm now a heathen.
Well, fair enough. I like heathens. Either way, you can do all that right now. We got to go higher. So let me give y'all what I would like to accomplish.
Okay.
And let's see if this works.
Okay.
It's okay?
Uh-huh.
I would like Vibin Social to get to 200,000 people joining an hour. I would like it. Not only is that very specific, Grace put the wild face up, 200,000 people join an hour causes all sorts of problems. Of course, there's a security issue there. Can we handle that? That means I can't use other people's servers, can I, Jerome? I got to have a whole room with fans going on and servers and things like that. And staff and technical prowess, skill sets I don't know, and engineers that I just met when I hired them, and all sorts of stuff. See, all the things that come along with that, it flow with what I said because it's so high. I didn't say I want Vibe and social media to be popular. It's already popular. Everybody who know me know about it, can't wait to join it. Done. And the brain goes, yes, that felt good. Feel clapped about it. Yes. Our brains are terrible with this. Our brains are terrible with this. Be like, hey, I'm going to write a book. Oh, my God, good job. And your brain goes, all right, got what I wanted. This is why people who learn how to delay their gratification win. That dopamine is real slick. Real slick. It's real slick. I'm saying, I put up social media. I could put up the old version right now. So I can't do that, Jerome. Gotta go higher. Put the old version right now. All right, then. Well, get people to join the social media. All right. Put up the old version, buy somebody else and do whatever. All right, but I want to put it up. I want to get it. I want to put it out there. That's not good enough. If I was 5 years old, Frida, that would be good enough. If it was like my 14-year-old putting out on social media, that would be a hell of a thing. I'm 41. Doing something and executing it is not a reason for applause. Ooh, I want to finish something. You're not even an attractive man if you can't finish something. That was for the ladies. Don't worry about it. They know what I'm talking about, though. So I'm very specific with this. I've been social media. get to the point where there's 200,000 people joining an hour. If that doesn't happen, there's no reason to celebrate. And here's the deal. This is what somebody's going to say. They do it every time, Jerome. They're going to say, well, I mean, Antonio, it's amazing because you got to celebrate at some point. I'm cussing. This is me cussing. Because don't bring your middle class comfort to me. I don't want it. Did I win the championship? Well, I ain't worried about it. I'm happy I'm in the NBA. Did we win? Well, y'all take off. We lost game 7. I'm in the gym working on my free throws. Am I telling you I'm right? No. I'm telling you I am a compulsive personality that is fit for the job that I do. That's all I'm telling you. But how much better would your life be if you acted like me? One of the greatest things you can ever have on this planet. But let me bring up Kanye West real quick. I still love Kanye West. Y'all can kick rocks. I still love Kanye West. Kanye, I did a whole keynote on it a long time ago, like 8 years ago. Kanye Confidence. Y'all remember that, Deanna Grace? Kanye Confidence. Well, let me tell you something. This man has had a hell of a month. This November was trash. He got no mental health issues. His November was trash. His wife watched him lose 99% of his wealth and still made him pay $200,000 a month on child support. That man ain't even tried to kill himself. You missed it. There's a clip. This man, right after he lost all his money, got on an airplane economy. Road coach didn't complain. That just made me like him more. I'm not telling you I like Kanye West. He ain't tried to rob nobody. He ain't making fun of handicapped people. Ain't got no top secret documents. Ain't grabbed nobody by the crouch. I can give you 40 more examples like that if you want me to. We'll still be talking about one person. That's the confidence you need. Go get your dreams. Do you understand? Y'all can't stand to lose $1,000. This man lost $6 billion and has yet to throw a pity party. And he didn't just lose, he lost $6 billion embarrassingly. And more than likely, illegally, Adidas will lose that lawsuit. There is no doubt about it. This man sits there and still ain't got on no call. You picking on me. Ain't blamed the white man. Trying to strike deals with manufacturing in other places. He was moments away from starting his own Yeezy store. That makes sense. We've seen that happen before. I ain't gonna bother y'all about it. I want to tell you, but I ain't gonna bother anybody about it. Do you have enough Kanye confidence to sit here and look like a fool in front of everybody
still chase your dreams. I do. You ain't gotta like what I'm saying, but half of y'all though, you want to look stupid. Kanye West looked real stupid. I am a fan, and he looks stupid. Who thinks Kanye West does not look stupid? He look like a fool. He's been publicly embarrassed. He is literally being crucified.
The comeback is going to be the whole thing right there.
Now, how many of y'all, don't lie to me now, you'll never, ever let somebody make you look stupid, especially not publicly. Come on. Come on, let me hear from you. Thank you. I so appreciate y'all. The rest of them could be. Mm-hmm. This man lost publicly. Okay, let me tell you what this is. This is y'all come to this call tomorrow, find out Antonio bankrupt. The whole call turned against me. Everybody who left come back. They start saying, yeah, I always knew Antonio, this. And they haul me out. And I don't survive. And then next week is even better. And next week after that, it's even better. And the whole month of December is still cool to talk about me. And I come back in January to do the same thing I was doing. They doubt me, but that's okay. That takes courage. It is so hard to be. Who knows what I'm talking about? Like when they start talking about you, you get that little feeling in your chest. You know, you're like, as soon as you hear, you know, she said this about you, and you just get that.
I've had that feeling in my chest, yes.
Yeah, it messes up your whole day, don't it? Mess up mine for 5 seconds. Everybody think I'm strong. I'm not strong. What I've done is, I just know it's the law of allowing. I can name you the folk talk about me right now. The only reason they talk about me because they embarrassed themselves. They got nothing to do with me, but they talk about me. It's all right. But you know what they're not doing? They still using my platform, my audience, to try to work with y'all on their business. They still taking what I told them and taught them and using y'all to work on their book. Don't bother me. It bothered me for 5 seconds, Janice. After that, I go, oh, I know who the hell I am. And I move on. I want 200,000 people to join an hour. Deanna, go higher. I know what you told me yesterday. I need that energy. Let me hear. Say something like it. Brainstorm.
Actually wrote down somewhere that I want 1,000 sales a day for a framework, and I want to have at least 10 certified framework coaches per major city in each state.
Okay. Yours is perfect as is. You need no more corrections, no more talks. That's big because Texas got 3 or 4 major cities. California got like, say it again.
I was just saying, awesome thinky.
Well, yeah, absolutely. California got 4 NBA basketball teams. So there you go there. So, there's that. So yeah, you got your work cut out for you for sure. You're going to be in Salt Lake City. Said major cities. She gonna be in Utah. Ain't nobody in Utah but Mormons and the Jazz.
I was just about to say.
I've never heard somebody.
Yeah, I've never heard somebody say, I feel where you go, oh, I'm taking a wife to Utah. We're going to go. I've never heard somebody say that. Oh, yeah, I'll be going out to Montana. I mean, I met somebody from Montana. I thought it was a unicorn. Oh, my God, you're from Montana? I never knew. I'm too far down south to meet somebody from Montana. Yours is perfect, but hold on, Deanna. That means by February, I need your plan written, definitely. We're going to work on it every day. We're going to work on it here. And here's the biggest thing. Y'all work on it 5 days a week. We're going to work on it here. And by February 1st, you need to be at least 50% done. And I'm being nice because Antonio will start a whole business with 2% of the information. I'll figure out the rest on the way. So we'll. See, here's the trick, Shelly. You're not going to be done in February. You're going to start in February. Now, that some of y'all going to start early, some of y'all be just, so we're going to call it a pre-launch. But we customer gathering come February. Did you hear me? I got to do the thingy tomorrow. I don't know what it's called. Thank you so much. I don't know who's going to be there. I know some people bought some tickets and sponsored some folk. That I do know. I know y'all need to be there. I know if you can't be there, you can donate some tickets because there was a bunch of tickets donated. So thank y'all who donated tickets for us. If you do want to donate now, you
can bless. I'll be there, Antonio. And thank you for the donated.
Well, with me. Yeah, with me. Yeah, but I'll take the credit. I'll take the credit. You know, I'll take the credit, you know. It wasn't me. So I do appreciate you, but I want you to check them out. I want you to receive, I don't know who's going to show up tomorrow and Saturday. And I don't give a damn. Oh, Antonio, you just being mean, or you got confidence, or everybody's not like you. That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is why I showed King Batch 9 years ago. The point is I'm looking at 2032 in my head. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm going to kill tomorrow to the best of my ability. But I know if I do one show a day, the next 10 years, I know by law of success, I would be the top of the industry 10 years from now. Max Steele, he's smart. That is the truth. If you give something 10 hours a week for the next 10 years, you will be the head of that industry. And that's way more than 10 hours. 365 shows at minimum, Grace, a year times 10 years. 3,000-something shows. 3,000-something videos. So by accident, when you go, Alexa, law of attraction, please, Antonio T. Smith Jr., have 3,000 videos up there. Your favorite person ain't got 3,000. I dare you go find 3,000 videos from Les Brown. I dare you go find 3,000 videos from, give me anybody. Don't matter, white or black.
Gary V's got 3,000.
Gary V's got 3,000.
Grant Cardone may have 3,000.
Grant Cardone got 3,000.
Tony Robbins might have 3,000.
Tony Robbins is the only speaker that I would give that would have 3,000 videos. I wouldn't give nobody else. And 10 years from now, you can guarantee they're going to be even bigger than what they are. There's no doubt about it. How can you fail?
Adonia, I'm not worried about being nice tomorrow. I mean, nice as in like good at what I do. I'm going to give my very best. And I'm going to do that every day for the next 10 years. Watch what happens, Jerome. Let's put this in spiritual terms real quick. And this will fit mostly Muslims, Jews, and Christians. And Sikhs. Yep, all four of those religions. If you give God your very best every day for 10 years, have 100% faith that and die for this one thing for 10 years, God, it is impossible, all those religions, for God to let you down. It can never happen.
Repeat that, please.
If you give God 100% of you every single day, 100% of your effort on one task every single day, and have undying faith, be willing to die for it. It is impossible in all those religions for God to let you down. It's impossible. Every one of those, every religion I just named, that's against your scriptures, and you know it. You just might as well stop being a believer because you're no longer in your scriptures. You're just not. You can't be faithful. Now, Napoleon here broke this down to you, just called the burning desire for sisters, but I'm trying to let him make it with that feel. I'm trying to spiritualize it. Napoleon here already told you what I'm telling you. You cannot fail. I want the one thing you're going to do for the next 10 years. Grace, back to you. I know you don't know. What you going to know? What you going to know today?
When I sit, I know today I'm going to find an hour to sit.
There you go. That's it. That's the get it. Y'all clap for her. Come on. That's the breakthrough. Y'all come on. Y'all clap for her. That's it.
You go, girl.
That's it. You find an hour and you sit. You don't need to know where you're going. You just need to know I will not be denied. I don't mean that in some poetic, cliche way. Prophet Jay said, I want to walk. Okay. What you going to do about it?
Change your diet, change your your mentality, change all of that, because you have to do it. It's already been done, because if you want to take it to the scriptures, like you said, the old says by his stripes healed, the new says by his stripes we are already healed. So he already did it, but now it's just up to me to do my part. And all this time I've been wanting him to do it, but I haven't been doing nothing.
What did they, you know? That was well said.
The problem and the solution.
Yeah.
I know what well I said. Want.
What you want? Yes, I know you want. You want your factory open.
I want the factory open on February 15th. I want $3 million in sales a month, and I want 10 new authors a month. And 10 New York bestsellers within the year.
Okay. Everything was perfect, but one part. What kind of 10 new authors a month?
No, I publish all genres.
Okay, good. So you're going to say you're going to get a real big publisher, but you're also going to stay available to the people.
Exactly.
Perfect, perfect. And then everything you got, you like Deanna. You need nothing else. It's execution time. So we got two. That's ready. Go ahead, Prophet Jerry.
All right. I was thinking while you was talking to Graves and Pinky.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. So what's a passion, really? It's like a mentorship.
Okay.
Mentorship, younger men into not... I don't know if I really would want it to be Christian-based, because you know, I'm so tired of, you know what I'm tired of right now. I'm not even gonna go there. But
right.
Like a mentorship, just to really get them out of the mentality that the black man is always just marked for jail, marked for killing and crime and gangs.
Okay, so I know what you want then. Grace, well, I'm going to give you a strong suggestion and you can let, you know, your energy filter there. Pull up your Google real quick. Pull up Quest for Authentic Manhood. Y'all familiar with that? It's a national program. Quest for Authentic Manhood. Lakewood made me take it. Now, as far as, you know, Christianity, you can do what you want. Me personally, I've never liked to... I'm glad you did that, Grace. You reminded me to show that. But I've never liked to pick a religion because it stops me from talking to everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's never really been my thing. So here's Quest for Authentic Manhood. And you scroll down, I'm trying to get past the books, Grace, and get to the program. Anyway, as you can see, though, it's nationally programmed. Look, the TDC got it in there. And then it's in churches and all sorts of stuff, you know, all stuff like this. Okay, you stop screen, Grace. I'll explain it. It's got books, got DVDs, all sorts of stuff. And people, is that you, Deanna, telling me you can give me a countdown? Is that what you're doing? Or is that you telling me? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my fault.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and do that scheduling thing. No, you're good. My job, the only way I'm going to get my 200,000 people joined in an hour is I have to serve 200,000 people an hour. You cannot receive until you give. So I have to give the equivalent of what I want. And you're just part of that. You are the blessing on my way to my blessing. You can't be inconveniencing me. You're the thing I prayed for. It just don't look like what I prayed for, Jerome. Because I'm so arrogant in my perception. But if somebody inconveniences you, it means whatever the hell you praying for, there's your serving opportunity so you can get it.
Wow.
Anyway. Body, I keep trying to think through the. I'm trying to get past our representative and get to the real you. Quest for Authentic Manhood is a national program. It's like Celebrate Recovery. So what you want, what you want, is to create a national program that's accepted by churches and mosques, because you said you didn't just want to be Christianity and the prison systems. You want to create a national program that goes into schools and all stuff like that. That is high enough. But I'm not to don't do that because I'm saying it. Like, put your spin on it. But that's about what you're saying right now. That's why I showed you Quest for Authentic Manhood, because you were talking about men plus that.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You got me?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Hopefully, do I need to just start studying about the Quest of Man or look into what they're doing? So where
you show up every day and I'm a help because I'm not gonna have y'all study it yet.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on mute.
Okay. Every day it's gonna be execution. Yes. Oh no, you get every day it's gonna be execution. Not because when I know your goals, I'm gonna say, all right, what you did for the factory. Now I know what Melissa did for the factory every day because she said there's an update every day. She is good. We get an update. She have a meeting and then send us the meeting notes. So I know.
And then I always follow up. What do you need help with?
You do. You sure do. That's true. That's why you're going to get it. That's exactly why you're going to get it. Grace, I already know what you want because you tell me what you want daily.
Now you know and I don't know.
I'll be paying attention. I'll be paying attention. My job is to pay attention. Well, real problem is, Grace, and somebody else is going to have this problem too. Your problem is, Grace, when I ask this question, But you tell me every day. Let me start over. You tell me every day because we all telling each other every day. Every day we tell each other what we want. Susan wants security. Phil wants Susan to have security so he can do whatever he wants to do. Like that's this is the conversation. Like she wants it. Hey, give it to her so I can go make paper airplanes. I have no idea what Phil wants to do outside of that, but that's what he wants. Like, get this off of me, right? That's what he wants. Jerome wants to finally finish something. Adonia wants validation more than ever now. Janice wants her money to make money in this half of her life. Papa Jerry wants to have his queen know he financially provided for her. Shelly wants to be accepted in a group in which she can thrive. Alyssa wants to run the business, the publishing world. Sugar wants to have her seasonings and eventually, and I have no idea why, but she keeps hinting at it, plant her own church, but not in a church, but something like in a TV format, like Oprah's Garden. I can go on. No, we all say what we're.
You made Sugar smile. You know everybody.
Well, that's my job. My job is to know everybody. I get paid for that. That's my job. My job is we always talking. So Grace, when you notice, I haven't told you what you want, but I know what you want. You say it every day. It's the same. It's the reason why a gay girl could go in a straight club and leave with another girl, because we're always expressing what we want. We're just waiting for the one person who's listening. She don't need validation. But she shifted in her own thinking. Could have been when her father died. Now she wants something for her, and she wants validation on that thing. I don't know, maybe she's taking up the mantle. Somebody got to step in my daddy role. Sounds like to me that's what she's doing.
Yeah, okay. I was won't be quiet, but yeah. And yeah, he's in my head every day. And he's like, get over it and make it happen. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
It is. That's simple. Grace, in your case, every time I ask you to be great, you process being great as being the leader. Grace, do you want to lead anything?
No.
So why every time I ask you what you want to do with your life, you always put yourself in the number one or the CEO role? That'll help you out a whole lot if you just stop putting hierarchy on what you want. Because every time I organize something, you love it. Every time I say you in charge, you hate it. So you like structure.
Yes.
But you don't like to lead it.
No.
So then hear me ask you. So when you sit down for an hour, sit down and your dreams is going to be a support role. Now that could be a support. You could start a company. Okay. But I don't mean like a support role under me or under Susan. That's possible. I mean, you could start a customer service company. That's a support role company that helps other companies. It could be anything, but you're never going to be thinking, let me be in charge.
No.
That actually repels you. You find it disgusting.
Yes. You don't know.
You find it disgusting. Yes. What bothers, what about the fear that pushes you to the back of the class? All right. I ain't got to read the rest. This is perfect. For those of you who have the fear of, and it pushes you to the back of the class, you have a calling to be in the front of the class. That is 100% universal. Yeah, look at Janet smile. You have a calling to be in the front of the class. That's why you keep going to the back, and you know it. I bet she dreams to see herself on stages sometime. I bet she do. She did. She said, still doing this and doing that. I said, leading the presentation. If you are standing in the back of the room, always hiding, there's actually a leadership term for you. It's called charismatic leadership. This is a type of leader that only rises in emergency situations. They lead it out, fix the problem. As soon as the problem's fixed, they go back down to the back of the room.
And go back.
See, I didn't say, okay, all right there. See, I didn't say the back of the room was a problem. I said you have a calling to be in the front of the room. So if you're somebody like that, then you probably need to start something like Scandal. Olivia Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Pope. You can start something like Scandal, in which you just always fixing the president's problems or something. A PR firm. You can't start a PR firm today. Why? Actually, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I was going to say you can't start a PR firm today because it's irrelevant, but council culture have made it irrelevant all over again. So never mind. Never mind. But it wouldn't necessarily be PR. It'd be more of, you're in trouble, say this so you don't get canceled.
Did you call that again? Charismatic what?
Charismatic leadership.
Charismatic leadership.
It's called charismatic leadership. And I saw you smile when I said it too, because it felt like it was her.
Because I talked to Miss Shelley and Antoine about that. Fear. And Antoine, I always say, Janice, you got to just do it. And Michelle would tell me the same thing. And now you're saying it. I just have to do it. I have to quit being afraid. But I've been in the background my whole life. And like you said, I come out with somebody like, hey, Janice, what to do about this? Get it done. And then, okay, here I go back and sit down and then forget about doing what I need to do to come out of this.
Yeah. It's appropriate. That sigh she gave Grace was appropriate. I understand. That is it. I got a couple minutes. You all, I want you to look at this, and I want you to know that the site, as far as I'm concerned, is done. When you look at it, I want you to know it's done. The tour dates are, it's done. And then I want you to see, this stuff is going to change, but right now we on sale. If you click tour dates, or the show schedule or something like that, it'll take you somewhere, and you can see all the things. And I want you to know that it took me 48 hours, Jerome, or 72 hours to pull this off. Your dreams don't have to take a long time. You click here if you want to. You say, well, okay, Grace, I'm gonna go to the site. That's fine. You click here, you go, and then you come here, December 2nd, blah, blah, blah. You got to click this link, or you come down here and click this link. Doesn't matter. Say the same thing. And then, bam, here's the event right here. And you can cash out. You can buy your ticket right there. It's as simple as that. Showing you there's a $3.80 fee up front, and you buy your ticket, and the world is a better place. So the deal here is, with my 1 minute, I'm trying to tell you, I'm gone. Period. You ain't got to buy a ticket. I'm gonna make you regret not buying the ticket. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put the film in your face every day. Every day. Then I'm going to put people supporting me, and you ain't one of them, in your face every day. And make sure you do your business the same way. The way you get people to buy from you.
What about the conversation I had with you yesterday?
It was a good conversation, too. Which part of it?
You said you was going to come up with something today, and you would have it.
Yep. Okay, so let me do this, and I'll call you about 11 o'clock, because I got you. I got you. Okay, for sure. All right, y'all. My last words to you is, I hope would be pretty simple. They run like this here. Starting tomorrow, we're going to execute. Every single day, we're going to accomplish something. Every day, we're going to accomplish. We're going to do no learning. We're going to go out there dumb and accomplish. Go out there dumb again and accomplish and accomplish and accomplish and accomplish. That's what we're going to do. All the way to February 1st. And then we're going to hopefully just for the rest of that year just doing it too. But that's what we're going to do. Grace will call you, see if you want to donate or ticket sponsor somebody. The rest of this time, y'all going on out here. Tomorrow is execution. So if you're scared, don't show up tomorrow. But if you're scared like Janice, but know what you want, show up scared. And tell the T. Smith Jr., you can't play it better, you can't dominate. Thank you, everybody. We will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.